This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, we the people. Bottom-up movement, grassroots has got to join together, arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, and back to back, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to take this country back, because the elites have taken over, and this is what the new America is starting to look like. How does that feel for you? Is that something worth passing on to the next generation? Is it something that you can be proud of? I'm telling you, I hear across the country there is a disturbance in the force, we might say. In the Star Wars vernacular, we are losing grip of our freedoms and this country. And if you think not, take a look at what is happening up in Oregon. Armed anti-government protesters have taken over a building in a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon, accusing officials of unfairly punishing ranchers who refuse to sell their land. This, according to CNN. One of them is Eamon Bundy, the 40-year-old son, that name may sound familiar to you, of the Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, who is well known for anti-government action. He spoke by phone to CNN on Sunday, asked several times what he and those with him want. He answered in vague terms, saying that they want the federal government to restore the people's constitutional rights. We've got some audio here to play for you on that. Shane, let's go ahead.
Tense standoff in Oregon. Armed anti-government protesters occupying federal land at a national wildlife refuge and calling on militia members from around the country to join them. ABC's Neil Karlinski has the latest. Joins us from the scene there in Burns, Oregon. Good morning, Neil.
Robin, good morning. This is the wildlife refuge that militia group has taken over. And take a look. You can see they've actually draped an American flag over the sign here. And those cars down there are part of a makeshift roadblock that they've set up. There has been no violence at all out here, but this group does say they are prepared to defend themselves if necessary.
Overnight, ABC News is taken inside the standoff, where several dozen militiamen, some openly armed, are camping out for a second night at this federal wildlife refuge.
There's no vandalism. We want to leave this place the way we found it.
Their claim that this land doesn't belong to the federal government, but to the people.
This refuge here is rightfully owned by the people.
The group vowing to occupy the outpost for years.
I am 100% willing to lay my life down to fight against tyranny in this country.
In this clip, first posted to Facebook, one of the reported militiamen overheard issuing a call to arms, urging others to join them.
We need you to bring your arms.
It all started Saturday at a large rally protesting the jail sentence of a pair of ranchers, Dwight and Stephen Hammond, both scheduled to report to prison today to serve a 5-year sentence for an alleged arson fire on federal land.
I'm going to jail for 5 years for 127. It seems like a bit of an overkill.
The attorneys for the men, who already served some time for this conviction but were released, claim they set the fires to prevent an invasive species of plant from growing on their land.
We love you! We support you!
While at the rally, a large group broke off after one of the leaders proclaimed, "Those who want to take a hard stand, get in your trucks and follow me." Nevada rancher Amon Bundy leading the protest. His family making headlines in 2014 after his father faced off with federal agents in Nevada over cattle grazing rights. Today, he says his actions will be peaceful.
Well, some schools are going to be closed for the week because of the protest, as this situation there in Oregon continues to play itself out. The protest, as I mentioned, has prompted Harney County School District 3 to call off classes for the entire week. This, according to the superintendent there, they're expecting that schools will reopen on January the 11th, ensuring staff and student safety, she says, is their greatest concern. And, of course, the protest insist they are not terrorists. They are standing up for their rights and calling others to come alongside their movement and what is happening there. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, it comes to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the one and only Phyllis Schlafly, been a national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her best-selling 1964 book, A Choice, Not an Echo. Phyllis Schlafly, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. Always good to join you.
Well, Phyllis, the GOP and Paul Ryan, who we had hoped he was going to be our Obi-Wan Kenobi, kind of sold us down the road here. What happened?
Well, I don't know, but it doesn't seem to be any different from Boehner.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I don't know. It's such a disappointment. You know, we've worked so hard to elect a Republican Congress last time and the time before, and we expected some changes. We expected some fighters. We expected some people to stand up against Obama's executive actions, but somehow it's all the same.
Well, you know, Phyllis, here it is. I mean, we've got a $1 trillion deficit spending budget.
Nobody even talks about it.
How disgusting is this? I mean, we're just passing this on to our grandkids. I mean, forget about our children anymore. We've spent all their money. Now we're working on our grandkids.
Yes, that's right, and it is shocking. It's just shocking what they're doing, and unfortunately, we have these powerful forces. I used to call them the kingmakers, but now they call them the establishment or the donors or whatever, and they are apparently only interested in money. And they like to make money from the low wages of the immigrants coming in. And their whole attitude is why Trump is resonating when he says he's going to make America great again. We do want to be great. We want to think we're the exceptional country. That's why everybody in the whole world wants to come here.
Exactly. Well, Phyllis, is this a systemic issue? I mean, you've been around this for a long time, and we vote in what we believe is conservative legislators to go in and change things, and it doesn't take long before they're just consumed by the bureaucracy.
Yes, that unfortunately has happened time and time again. But I do tell people we are a two-party country. If you're talking about some other system, I invite you to move to Europe and join one of those useless third parties over there. The fight is in the Republican Party, and that's where I've located my fight. I've been to every Republican convention since 1952, and my new edition of Choice Not an Echo tells you all the shenanigans that have been going on since 1964.
Well, some have suggested that the Republican Party is demonstrating, you know, four different faces, and it's been a bit bifurcated, and not that the Democratic Party hasn't been, you know, hijacked as well, but we just have to be able to, you know, regain ground and, you know, reinforce the fact that our proven conservative values have worked time and time again, and to overcome, this powerful, you know, if you want to say, established establishment movement to hold on to power and to keep things more of the same, which, you know, again, relevant to your book, the Republican Party becomes more of an echo and not a clear choice.
Yes, you said that very well. And I urge everybody to try to be a delegate to Cleveland, the Cleveland Republican Convention. You always wanted to go in to hot, muggy, humid Cleveland in the summer, didn't you, Bill?
Well, absolutely. Well, and then also you can take, while you're there, you can take a break and go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there and check that out, too.
Right,
you
know, I'm planning on doing that. but at any rate, that's where the action is. And it looks like it might be more of an open convention than we've had in many, many years. And I urge people to be active. And you've got to shine up to your local Republican Party people so mm-hmm. that you can get yourself named a delegate and then get yourself on the platform committee. And that's the fight of I tell in my upcoming new book that's going to be out soon, How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. In other words, we did it by changing the platform and
exactly.
making the platform pro-life.
Well, and this is the thing that people need to understand. I mean, this is the process that we go through in our country, but this is why it's a bottom-up movement, and it's about we the people. We cannot abandon the core principles of our U.S. Constitution, can we?
No, and of course, the reason for Trump's popularity is that he's speaking to the grassroots, and they know it. And they are tired of the establishment, and they like what he says. And, and they want somebody to take charge and kick out all the people who've been making money out of the system. You know, all this talk about bipartisanship, that's all a ruse to get the Republicans in under the Democratic roof.
Exactly. Well, and again, you talk about a clear choice. Trump is making it clear, and you know the establishment is getting real nervous on both sides for that matter.
Oh, it's so funny to watch. I haven't enjoyed TV and so much in a long time as watching the complete dismay and consternation of the establishment, of the kingmakers, that they can't get rid of Trump.
Yeah,
they just want to get rid of him in the worst way. They want to drop him in some hole somewhere, and they can't do it.
Well, they keep saying that he's done, but he lives another day. I mean, he's a regular cat, isn't he?
They keep saying he'll self-destruct.
Right,
but,
right.
The more he says, the more... I'll tell you, just as a sideline, I go to church on Sunday, and
right.
I came out of church, and there were a couple of women standing to wait to talk to me, and they want to know, is it okay to vote for Trump? They want to get my permission.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, go for it.
Exactly. I mean, this, and that's the thing I hear over and over again. I mean, you hear people, you know, they're so tied up in their political correctness, they just can't even speak what's on their mind. I mean, you know, they kind of, like you say, very quietly, you know, say Donald Trump's name. And, of course, even at the Rose Bowl, somebody put up a sign. They did a, you know, one of those things with the airplanes, you know, airplane skywriting, you know, putting Trump down. And, you know, they don't realize that kind of stuff, Trump loves it because his name is out there. I mean, here it is, you know, probably one of the biggest watched, you know, events, the Rose Parade from California, from Pasadena, California, and you've got skywriting, you know, putting Trump down. He says, what do I care?
That's right. He doesn't need to buy any paid ads because the media can't resist putting him on because he gives them their ratings and they make all this money off of him.
Exactly. And, of course, he started his first campaign. He's spending a couple of $1 million a week. His first ad broke out. And no surprise, the focus is on immigration, fellas.
Well, that is the big issue. And it's just shocking, all these thousands of people whom Obama has let in. And there's no vetting of them. We don't know who they are.
Exactly.
Plenty of them turn out to be criminals. And I get so annoyed when these people say it would be too mean of us, and it's our duty to let all these people in. No, it's not. We're
exactly.
a sovereign country, and sovereign countries have borders, and they're entitled to say who crosses that border and who doesn't.
We've got more from Phyllis Schlafly. Stay with us, America. It is 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We'll be right back.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Not only online, but we're in over 270 markets across this country, ladies and gentlemen, and recently now being carried on shortwave around the world as well as we continue to expand the tent pegs of our influence here. And thank you for joining the good fight with us. Phyllis Schlafly is with us. Phyllis, let's talk about eagleforum.org. I want to remind everybody that you are the proprietor of eagleforum.org.
Yes, I found it back in the late 1970s. And, you know, we won the most spectacular political victory of our time, mm-hmm. which was to stop the Equal Rights Amendment when everybody was for it. I mean everybody, mm-hmm. Including all the congressmen, all the senators, all the governors, all the press, all the organizations, and we beat them all.
Well,
so
and this...
it's such a good example of
yes.
grassroots rising up and getting what they want despite all the efforts of the establishment. And we can do it again, and we have to do it again because our country is at stake.
Exactly. If we're going to get this country back, we need to, join together, as we say, arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, and back to back. And I recommend
the process. Because
yes.
the Founding Fathers gave us a great process. There's nothing the matter with it except we're not using it. So mm-hmm. you've got to get people elected as delegates to the Republican Convention, which will be in Cleveland later on this year. And that's when the big decision will be made of who is nominated on the Republican ticket. And I urge everybody to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The fight is in the Republican Party.
Exactly. And we've got to speak up, Phyllis. This whole idea of political correctness and tamping sentiment down
is another trap.
Exactly. And this has absolutely been counterproductive to the cause and why we're losing this country. But as you say, Phyllis, you're greatly encouraged because you've seen it work. You've seen how the system can work, but it counts on we the people.
Yes, absolutely, it does, and that's why we in Eagle Farm have always been a grassroots organization, and we've been successful at it, and we're an organization of volunteers who care about the future of our country, the country that our children will live in.
Well, Phyllis, you had to know that when Paul Ryan and company passed this latest $1 trillion deficit bill, this omnibus bill that we're stuck with, when you have Nancy Pelosi and Democrats, saluting and cheering on this, you have to realize that we were on the wrong side.
Oh, well, that's right. And like a lot of people, I thought Ryan was going to give some changes, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you say that this was an attack on American jobs. Explain to our audience why.
Well, when you bring in all these foreigners, of course, they don't have any idea of our system of government. But at any rate, they're willing to work for low wages. And they have depressed the wages of the blue-collar people. And it's very hurtful to our society. Wages ought to be going up in a growing society.
Mm-hmm.
And the foreigners coming in who are used to living very poor lives are very happy to get any wage they can get from us, and that puts our people out of a job, especially of our entry level job seekers, mm-hmm. the ones looking for jobs for the first time, and all those summer jobs that our students used to take. They're taken by the foreigners and they don't have the chance to make some money in the summer.
And of course, the Democrats are giving them a way to have access to influencing our government. And as you say, Phyllis,
Hillary Clinton has announced she's going to enroll them all as voters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what is that going to do with the trajectory of our political process?
Well, it's terrible because these people coming in, they don't even know what you're talking about if you talk
right.
about limited government,
mm-hmm.
which is what we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what you're talking about. They
right.
have no comprehension. They expect the government to solve all their problems.
Well, because the government has told them that, and they have leaders there on the Democratic side saying, look, you don't have anything to worry about. We're going to take care of you. Look at whether it's Obamacare, special government handouts at the expense of we the people who are continuing to see our taxes heightened. For what? To support a Democratic cause and their reelection? I mean, I guess it's a great deal and a great system on the Democratic side if you can get away with it and get people to pay for your problems.
Well, that's what they've been doing all these years, but we've got to bring about a change. And the American people have voted twice for a big change. That the last two congressional elections were really a resounding vote for a change, but we didn't get it. And so it's time to make the congressmen stand up for what they said and what we hope they would do.
And this is why people are so frustrated. And they hear, you know, they hear a guy like Trump. And though he, you know, is not as delicate as some politicians have been, I mean, he's a businessman. And businessmen look at a return on investment. They look at the bottom line. You know, it's not, it gets down to, hey, are we doing something? Are we moving the ball in a positive way? And, you know, in the world of politics, this can be sometimes indelicate and problematic for the establishment. That's why they're pulling their hair out. But the grassroots are saying, wait a minute, he's speaking my language. Let's do something about this problem. Let's fix it.
Yes, and a lot of these grassrooters probably are not even registered to vote. Mm. And I wish they'd hurry up and get themselves registered so they can play a role. And if you're signing up with the Republican Party, see if you can get yourself assigned to go as a delegate to the Cleveland
Convention. Cleveland, exactly.
You know, when we were fighting the Goldwater battle, that was before your time, Bill.
But yeah, I was right there with you, actually. Go ahead.
When we were fighting the Goldwater battle, I just know dozens, scores of people who made the expensive trip out to San Francisco. They were not delegates, but they made the expensive trip out to San Francisco so they could sit in the gallery and watch their delegate and make sure he voted for Goldwater.
Exactly.
That's the kind of dedication people had in their attempt to turn over the Lyndon Johnson administration. And we were able to do it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they destroyed Goldwater after that. But,
exactly.
But anyway, the party stayed together, and that was the beginning of the conservative movement. And it is a strong movement today because in Eagle Forum, we're all volunteers mm-hmm. and people who are dedicated to making this country great again. So that's why we like Trump's slogan.
Well, Phyllis, when you know you talk about the conservative movement, the evidence is so clear. It's empirical. It's solid. It's proven. Why does it fight consistently such an uphill battle when you know you don't have to go that far back
money,
in history?
Money. Mm-hmm. It's money. It's money. I think this last law that Congress passed was a big mistake of saying that they can give enormous sums of money for candidates, and so the billionaires have rushed in to take advantage of that new law, mm-hmm. and I think that's extremely unfortunate because a lot of people think that candidates are elected by receiving their $20 contributions from lots of people, and we've got to shape up our country.
Without a doubt. Well, like you say, the money, I mean, we're looking at this 2016 election, Phyllis, probably $2 billion it's projected that will be spent just for the presidential race alone.
Yes, and you notice how little of it Trump has to spend. This
yes.
is something that's so fascinating to me.
Mm, right.
And fascinating that they can't do anything about him. He's there, and they can't make him self-destruct.
Well, it's so funny because they want to kill him on one side, and the next side they're reporting on him and keeping him alive to live another day. So it is hysterical.
And make money off of the ratings that he brings to the TV.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, in my business, we say the message carries the day. And when you got the message, the media will have no choice. And right now, Trump has the message, no doubt about it. Phyllis Schlafly on Bill Martinez. Phyllis, always good to have you with us. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hard to get you into my life.
What can I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Start to get you into my life.
Admit, they were just such a great group. I mean, their music, the breath, the guitar licks from George Harrison, just unbelievable what the Beatles did. And, you know, I guess, you know, Shane and I were just talking about 1964. Bobby Vinton had the top, he had the number one single right before the Beatle invasion. Did we ever figure out what song was it? Roses Are Red? Was it? Oh, There I've Said It Again. Absolutely. Okay, There I've Said It Again was the number one single. And then, of course, we have the British invasion. The Beatles come and they take over everything. And, you know, as they say, it's history from there on out. Our next guest is going to help us in this coming year. I mean, you know, we got New Year's resolutions. We want to, you know, be more fit. You know, I did some consulting in health clubs for many years. And we'd always get this rush of people in first quarter, and probably by the end of first quarter, they just they weren't able to sustain, and you know, it was like, okay, we'll just you know, wait till next year and start all over again. But our next guest says, look, you can look younger next year with his exercise program. Bill Fabbricini is with us. He's a clinical specialist in orthopedic physical therapy, a sports performance training coach. Bill, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, and I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Is that correct?
Yeah, Bill Fabbricini. Yeah, that's with you, and Happy New Year. Glad to be on the show.
Hey, great to have you here. And I love your encouragement in your book about being younger next year. We're not talking about going in and getting a bunch of laser work done. Let's just do it from the inside out, right?
Absolutely. The Younger Next Year exercise program is a continuation from Younger Next Year, which was written 10 years ago, that talked about why exercise is so important. This book gives you the how to do it, and you can really be 10, 20, 30 years younger, you know, functionally, how you feel, your energy, your drive, your strength, if you put some time into exercise.
Mm-hmm. And how much exercise are we talking about here, Bill?
You know, we break it down into aerobic exercise and strength training, and we really talk about how aerobic exercise, you know, getting a brisk, your heart up briskly, just to be in shape. It doesn't have to be like you're running a marathon, a brisk walk or on the bike, 60 to 70% of your max heart rate, which is where you're just breathing a little bit heavy, but not dying, 45 minutes, 4 days a week. You know, so it is a commitment there. Some people might just do it 30 minutes, but it's getting continuation, and that's what prevents this chronic inflammation in our bodies.
Exactly.
And the strength training a couple days a week, strength training is the bullet that makes you, you know, prevent sarcopenia, the loss of muscle mass, and keeps you moving strong and better posture, so you can prevent all these chronic ailments like arthritis that are a result of just getting weak and fragile.
Now, Bill, in your book, you talk about the five amazing things aerobics can do for you. You touched on it briefly, but I want to give you a little bit more time to expand on it. You talk about how to calculate your maximum heart rate and finding the regimen that works for you. This is not a one-size-fits-all. This is a, you know, type of approach that you got to listen to your body and see how your body's responding and make the proper adjustments. And if you do, then you're going to be right in the groove of getting fit, right?
Yeah, and for some people, there's a big difference between being healthy and being fit. I think for most of America that sits around and eats poorly, getting healthy is the goal. And that means you just have to start moving, getting your aerobic system working again, which reverses chronic inflammation and teaches you how to burn fat, which is what stimulates all this inflammation in your body. And it actually has a lot of other benefits. It reduces disease, again, through reducing inflammation. You know, all these chronic ailments, obesity and lots of cancers and even Alzheimer's, arthritis, they're related just to inactivity and being idle and having too much inflammation. Your mood, your brain chemistry improves with aerobic exercise. Stress levels get better, and you actually improve brain function, so you're smarter if you start exercising.
Yeah, it's all very positive. Now, is the 18 minutes still the rule of thumb for aerobics exercise? For it to do any benefit, you have to have your body moving and your heart rate sustained for 18 minutes. Is that still the case?
You know, again, for fit people, 18 minutes is probably doable, because that means you can probably, you know, warm up for 5 minutes and then go 18 minutes hard. And that's where we refer to as zone two, where you're up at 70-80% of max heart rate. And if you're really in shape, you can push it up to 80-90%. And 18 minutes of pushing that tempo can be very beneficial and have all these benefits. For most people, though, trying to get healthy, though, that's too much. They can't push their body that hard, that long. So they have to go longer, slower. It's safer to go a little longer and not push the heart rate up quite so high. Now, if they get in shape, then that's a different issue. But just to get healthy, we recommend longer, slower to start, you know, closer to 45 minutes. Once you're in shape, yes, you can play with interval training where, you know, you push yourself hard, 30 seconds on, a minute off, and you do a series of those. And there's lots of different forms of intervals, as we know.
Yeah, one of the things I found that turns people off is, you know, if they get injured, and this is what you're referring to, is that if you push yourself too hard, you injure yourself, now, you know, you've defeated the purpose of what you're trying to do in terms of getting healthy. So there is a very practical understanding and process to go through so that you can stay on this road of health, right?
Yeah, and that applies, yeah, you hit it right on the head. You know, you're trying to get people healthy. But even people who we find are really fit, obviously being in the world of sports medicine and orthopedics, I see this all the time with people who are extremely fit, and they push their body to the limit, whether it's in the form of running intervals, and their joints break down. And that's the other end of the spectrum, is they don't have good mobility or stability in a particular area of their body. They lack that. They have poor posture. They're still pounding their body, and they might look good, but they're destroying their joints.
Right.
So we talk a lot about that in the book as well for the fit crowd, that you have to have a balanced approach to mobility and stability exercises so that you can go out and beat your body up, and it's resilient to these forces that are breaking your body down.
Exactly. Well, and you've had the experience, Bill. I mean, you've worked with athletes like NBA MVP David Robinson, tennis Grand Slam champion Martina Navratilova. You've seen what these super athletes have done for themselves, where they can, start to, hit diminishing returns, right?
Yeah, and that was really my job with David. He was at the end of his career, his arthritis in the knees breaking down, and you know, what could I offer and try to help him with to try to move better, to dissipate the loads on his joints. In his case, he was losing mobility and strength. So we redesigned, strength in his hips. We redesigned some exercises to get his knee moving and a little better posture so that he could go back in and start to re-strengthen again with his strength coach and keep his body functioning and durable. And he did and went on to win a couple more championships.
Exactly.
But we have the thing to remember is we have the same body as these high-level pro athletes. Mm-hmm. They might have Ferraris and we have Pintos, but, the rules, the concepts are still the same.
Right.
It's the same biology, and to live a younger life and have more energy and drive, you have to follow these principles. Maybe not to the degree that they do it, but of aerobic exercise, of strength training, of mobility and stability and good posture,
right,
to keep a durable body that is biologically younger.
Exactly. And in your book, you address the 25 sacred exercises. I'm going to tease you, ladies and gentlemen, with that, because you have to pick up the book and find out more about how you can look younger. And also, which was very meaningful for me, Bill, was the preparation for movement. It's a whole body warm-up with general rules and fully illustrated step-by-step descriptions. Hip extension, boy, I'll tell you, I really needed and benefited from the hip extension, to increase mobility.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, mobility is critical. And if you lose mobility, you're going to end up with problems in your hips. Hip replacements, all those things are a function of losing mobility in our joints.
Well, congratulations on the book. Younger next year, the exercise program from Bill Franfurcini on Bill Martinez Live. It is 19 before the top of the hour, America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for joining us in the good fight to get this country back on track. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, all weekend long, and this was no surprise, it was hinted a week ago at least that the president was going to do something about gun control. He has just been so frustrated. Executive action was going to be the order of the day. He's meeting with his law enforcement officer, Loretta Lynch, and, you know, they want to see, okay, legally, what can we do? You know, what can be done about gun control? 52%, meanwhile, of Americans now oppose stricter gun control laws, and 7 out of 10 say, look, at you know, we ought to make sure that we're all on the same page, and this would reinforce what Jeb Bush is saying, and that is that this should be done at the state level, not top down. And, you know, and what the president is offering and what he is suggesting here would have had nothing to do to offset what has happened in terms of the gun violence in this country, especially the big, you know, profile cases that we're talking about. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has said that what the president is doing is taking baby steps to eradicating our Second Amendment rights. Listen to what he had to say.
I was at Fort Hood. We all understand the pain that goes into one of these situations and the frustration. But it gets complex, right? I mean, you say nobody talks about the mentally ill. We do a lot
on
this show.
You think we should have a gun-free zone on a military base?
Well, no, I mean, obviously, that's not my call. They did it for a reason. If you were to talk to the people in charge of that.
You wonder what is the reason.
Well, they have operational security issues. They have maintenance of their firearms. They have protection of those on base. They've had problems in the past. But that's somewhat of a side issue. To something else you mentioned.
You know, whenever I see gun-free zone, I see that's a flag for the wackos to come in and start shooting people. That's what I see.
Well,
I mean,
we have plenty of guns in the country, right? We have more guns than we do have people, so it's not like we're running at a shortage. And when you talk about mental health, there's no question that the mentally ill don't get the health care parity that they should in this country. It's an interesting topic for you to bring up and advocate as a leader. But when we talk about these shootings that we cover the most are represented the least in terms of statistics. They're less than 1% of overall gun crime. I'm not saying they don't matter. We certainly cover them here at CNN as much or more than anybody else. But that's not the real problem. You get into the problem of where guys get these guns and how. You've said in the past there should be a period for where you evaluate whether someone has a record and should get a gun. Don't you think that that period should apply to all gun sales? That's what this executive order is about.
We have that now, Chris. We have rules and regulations on the books right now.
But not for these gun shows.
And frankly, you know, if you want to get to it. And what I do see is I do see step by step by step and then all of a sudden you have no Second Amendment. I do see that happening.
Well, there it is. And with us right now is Larry Pratt. Larry is the executive director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, you know, every time we have this argument, it seems to get so bifurcated and distracted that we're really not, you know, dealing, you know, with the proper issue. Even Chris Cuomo admits that, you know, it's a minor issue, and then he wants to chase down these other issues and just complicate the conversation. What are we missing in all this?
Well, I guess the biggest factor that seems to be escaping people like Cuomo is that the crooks going to get their guns anyway. They did in France, where they have a gun ban on the kind of guns that the terrorists used. Highly illegal. Had them anyway. Nobody else had a gun. Sitting ducks. Great plan, Mr. Cuomo and others who think like him. They've got a lot to answer for, because they don't tell the people who are who have been victims, who are going to be victims if their policies are put into place, exactly what's going to happen that's going to be different from gun-free zones, which is essentially what they're arguing for in the past. They really only know that they don't like guns. Somehow they can wave a wand and it will go away and we'll have no more crime and murder ever after. And that's just not the way it works. And the best solution Americans have come up with yet is to make sure that everybody that wants to be able to be armed can do so in order to protect himself and his family. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather live as far as a crime control environment, Chicago or Wyoming?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. But Chris misrepresents the argument by trying to suggest he knows what the real problem is, Larry. And that's what concerns me, is that you get elites that want to suggest, well, the real problem is there's too many guns out there. Well, the real problem is that we're fatally flawed to begin with. And because of that, we need to be able to defend ourselves. The real problem isn't that it's more guns. I agree with Trump, and you and I have had this discussion before. Adding to that problem are these signs that are put up saying this is a gun-free zone. You know, I mentioned to you when I was
lurks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Gun-free
zone means that there's not enough guns in that particular place, and that's where the dirt bags come like moths to a flame.
Exactly.
It's just insane that we keep repeating the same lethally flawed policy ever since 1950. All of our mass murders in public have taken place in, quote, gun-free zones. Mr. Cuomo, wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, even the one CNN reporter looked at historically the last, I think, six gun incidents where people were murdered. Every one of those guns were obtained legally, Larry. So, you know, so what is the president going to do, you know, but other than just something superficial?
Well, we think he's going to try to increase the background checks reach so that even more exchanges will have to be subject to a background check. So if somebody sells a gun to a neighbor, for example, that he's known for 20 years, they'd still have to go to a gun dealer, fill out federal paperwork, pay the fees, and then maybe have their transaction. That's crazy. That's not a way to fight crime. But it's a way to, as some of the gun control advocates I've heard say, we've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a suggestion for them. Jump up and down on your left leg, stand there for 15 minutes, scratch the back of your head, jump up and down, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
That'll be doing something.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and probably doing just about as much good as that would do. Larry,
it's better exercise.
Well, the argument about gun shows, Larry, better vetting at gun shows. How big a problem is that, really?
That's a real false notion that they're trying to perpetrate. Gun shows have the same laws that apply for transacting firearm sales as apply anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to a gun show, most of the people selling are federally licensed firearms dealers to begin with. And there's a few states where you can't even sell privately from citizen A to citizen B unless you go through one of those dealers. Other places, there's maybe 1 or 2% of transactions that actually occur between private individuals at a gun show that don't go through the federal system. It's not exactly a lot that we're talking about, and they're trying to make it sound as if it's a big part of everything that's happening in the crime scene, and that's just baloney.
Yeah. Are there any guns that are coming, that are showing up, that came from a gun show that, you know, were passed on this way?
Oh, yeah. Less than 1%.
Less than 1%. So again, this is, you know, to put this in proper perspective, because, you know, you hear the argument. What about the mental issue?
Well, the mental issue, I think, can only be solved constitutionally by taking somebody to court. If you've got a concern that their behavior is dangerous to themselves or to others,
mm-hmm.
as such that they shouldn't have a gun, and that could be, take them to court, because they still have rights, even if they're off their game, off their nut,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that they can be properly represented, the rules of procedure are followed, and then if it's concluded by a court that this person really shouldn't have a gun, maybe they should actually not even be allowed to go free, because it seems to me what we're really saying, because
right.
if somebody's walking around on the streets, they'll be able to get a gun.
Well, California's testing this, Larry. They just, January 1st, new law, and basically you can blow the whistle on a family member.
And what's a little scary about that is that they don't know who done it to them. There's something, a 3-week period during which they can lose their guns, and they have to prove their innocence. So I don't think we solve a problem by doing away with one of the basic rules of due process.
Well, and I agree with you, and I think this is part of the challenge, and not what Jeb Bush was suggesting, you know, but this is the beauty of having the state's system that we have, is they are their own individual laboratory to check this stuff out,
right.
to see what works, what doesn't, and but California has a way of, once they enact a law, they stubbornly stay with it. Very rarely do you hear any adjustment after the fact to say, hey, look, we found a better way in order to, affect what it is that we had hoped to affect to begin with. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, always good to have your insight on this situation. And, of course, we will find out what the president exactly will be doing. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.